Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is January the 20th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Exodus chapters 7 to 9. Why does God allow evil people to rule on this earth? We read in Exodus chapter 9 verses 16 to 18 the words of God, "But indeed, for this purpose I have raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth. As yet, as you exalt yourself against my people, in that you will not let them go, behold, tomorrow about this time, I will cause very heavy hail to rain down, such as has not been in Egypt since its founding until now." For over 80 years, and probably much longer, the Egyptians had oppressed the Israelites, and patiently God had borne with their persecution of his people. But the time had arrived when he was to interpose on behalf of his firstborn and take vengeance on Pharaoh, who had reduced Israel to menial bondage. We read in Psalms 103 verse 9 like this: "The Lord is slow to anger and plenteous in mercy, but he will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever." A succession of 10 terrible judgments known as the plagues of Egypt had now descended upon Pharaoh and upon his land. The main purpose of these plagues was to give a public manifestation of the mighty power of the Lord God that even the magicians of Pharaoh acknowledged. We should note that Pharaoh had as fair a chance as any other person to hear and obey God, but he used his encounters with Moses and Aaron as opportunities to prove his determination and might. Being a strong-willed individual, Pharaoh kept complete control over his decision not to let his cheap labor force, the Israelites, depart from Egypt and thereby resisted God's plan. We find another case of hardness in the New Testament where a chronic refusal to respond to God produced a hopeless condition for some believers. In the case of Pharaoh, God reminds him that he has spared Pharaoh in order to demonstrate his power and spread his fame. God used Pharaoh as an example of what happens to a person who is determined to resist the power of God. In his letter to Romans, Apostle Paul argues about the justice and mercy of God with these words that we read in Romans chapter 9, verses 16 to 18. "So then, it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, 'For this very purpose I have raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth.' Therefore, he has mercy on whom he wills, and whom he wills, he hardens." Pharaoh was not only an evil ruler in a powerful state, but he was an ungodly, unrighteous, and proud man who had set himself up as a god to maintain the stability of his kingdom. God had raised up this evil Pharaoh for two main reasons. One, to demonstrate his power, and two, to declare his name throughout all the earth. God's purpose was to allow Pharaoh to experience Jehovah's mighty wonders. As a result, God's character would be declared throughout all the earth. The resulting declaration of God's name throughout all the earth was later incorporated into the Song of Moses in Exodus 15 verses 14 to 16 and also graphically illustrated in the book of Joshua chapter 2 verses 9 to 11. Let us be clear that God shows his power even in those who defy him, and his judgments are always tempered with mercy. He withheld total destruction so that the Egyptians might know his power and repent. Further, God's judgment against Pharaoh would cause his name to be proclaimed to the nations. This is the reason why God allows evil people to rule on this earth even today. King Nebuchadnezzar was similar to Pharaoh in displaying his pride. But when his understanding returned back to him, he uttered the following truth about God that we need to understand very well about the Almighty God. We read this in Daniel chapter 4, verses 34 and 35 like this: "For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. He does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. No one can restrain his hand or say to him, 'What have you done?'"